Hey, everybody. Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I've got a couple of things I want to talk about. One is I attended a lecture on visual literacy hosted by Michelle Marsh, the executive director of the Photographic Center up here in Seattle, Washington. She was also a former editor at Aperture, and she's currently the owner and publisher of Minor Matters, a wonderful publishing company, specifically looking at photographic books. But before that, I want to announce a couple of things. First off, I'm teaching at Photoshop World again. It's in Orlando in April, the week of April 20th. I would love to see you down there. I'm teaching a class on fine art printing. I'm teaching Lightroom sharpening. I'm doing portfolio reviews. So if you've got an opportunity to come down to Orlando for Photoshop World, an amazing conference, some of the best instructors around, great chance to meet. I would love to see you down there, seeing you wearing your Mickey Mouse ears and hanging out and doing all of that. I'm also going to be teaching at Photoshop Week for Creative Live, and that will be in May. I don't have my exact dates or the topics yet, but I will be teaching there for that. And you can actually watch that live streamed without actually having to attend. There's an opportunity to see some of the most amazing teachers, again, teaching for Lightroom and Photoshop. So you can go ahead and jump in for that as well. I'm also really excited to announce that I finally have my 2017 workshop schedule online. And I've got a number of different workshops I'm hosting this year I'm really excited about. I've got a fine art printing workshop. There's two different weekends for that in June and July. And when you come, that's an on-site workshop. You'll come to the studio. We'll actually cover from the kind of the nuts to the bolts of what it takes to actually kind of create a really nice fine art photograph, inserting paper, substrates, how you go about doing presentation. We'll cover a lot of different techniques in Photoshop and Lightroom. And then ultimately, you'll actually have the time to print a lot of archival, hopefully high-quality images. And you use all the equipment, everything I have here at the studio. I think we'll have a really good time there. That's 3 days. I also have a couple of online workshops. I have an online black and white, digital black and white workshop, which will be about 6 weeks long. We're going to cover the basics of black and white digital photography, how you go about doing capture, the different ways to convert, different ways you can create black and white images through Camera Raw, Lightroom, and Photoshop, and then ultimately some of the considerations to think about when you're actually printing that. Like I said, that'll be online. We've also got an online Lightroom class. So if you're doing You've used Lightroom, you've got some familiarity with it, but you don't feel like you're really harnessing the true power of Lightroom. You're still stuck on some of your workflows, some of your processing. This workshop is really about, it's really catered to the people who are looking to advance beyond that. Try to get those questions answered, try to find a really solid workflow and way of working in your digital arena. I also have another in-studio workshop on alternative processing through digital negatives. That'll be in October. So you can come in, we'll actually learn the process of digital negatives, and then we'll do a couple of different alternative processes. That's a 4-day workshop in October. And finally, I'm really excited because I've got a brand new workshop I've never run before. It's actually inspired out of this podcast. It's the Perceptive Photographer Workshop, and that will be hosted here at the studio. It's a 3-day workshop that'll take place in July, late July, and that's a 3-day workshop. And sort of like this podcast, we really don't talk a lot about gear. We don't talk a lot about technique. We're going to spend a lot of time really diving deep into the process of how we create significant and meaningful work, how we come up with a way of being really connected to our photography and being present in our photography. And then one of those nights, I will have the studio open. And if you want to do some printing or get some technical help as well, we'll actually do that one of the evenings, but that's a completely optional piece for that. If you want any information on the workshops, you can go up to my website, danieljgregory.com. Under the teaching and education, you'll find the 2017 workshop information page. And from there, you can click on and register for any workshops. You can also reach out to me if you have any questions. Go ahead and shoot me an email and we'll go on ahead and see if I can get those answered for you. But I'm really excited about the opportunity to have a number of workshops. After 2016, I took the year off as I was working on some other issues when we were doing a move and that kind of stuff. But I'm really excited to get back and be offering workshops, particularly at the new space. So hopefully I'll be able to see you at one of the workshops, either online or in person. But I want to go ahead and get that announcement out here because those are live now. Also, if you're a former attendee of my workshop or you do a referral for the workshop, there is a discount available. So go ahead and reach out to me for that and get your discount code. Like I said, if you're an alumni or want to do a referral for one of the workshops, and those can accumulate. So if you refer two or three people, you can get additional discounts that way. Let us loop back on that lecture that Michelle Marsh provided on visual literacy. And for those of you who listen to the podcast, you know that visual literacy is very near and dear to my heart. It's one of the things that I think really makes us understand our photography and what we're doing in a much more meaningful and significant way when we can speak and articulate about the work that we're actually creating. One of the things that stuck out during her presentation, and I'm kind of paraphrasing here because I didn't get the exact quote, but what she said was, our reaction to the photograph is strongest when the photographer is removed from the interaction between the viewer and the photograph. And we were looking at a number of different portraits and a number of different photographs and discussing our understanding of the photograph and separating truth from fiction and what we were providing of our own understanding of the intention of the photographer and our understanding of what was actually happening in the photograph. In several of those instances, what was really compelling was how much of our own story we were putting into those photographs and how much of our own understanding of the way the world is was put into the photograph. And when the photographs were really strong and they really connected with people, and of course, because it's art, not every photograph strongly connected with every person. There were some photographs that meant a lot more to some people than other people. But for the photographs that ultimately meant the most to you, one of the things that was really interesting to observe was how the people who were talking about the photographs were building a relationship with the subject that was in the photograph and the subject matter that existed within the photograph. So who was in the photograph? What was the principal piece of the photograph? And then what was the meaning ascribed to that? And at the end of the day, the photographer was pretty much left out of that conversation. People talked about how they viewed the person in the portrait, how they viewed the abstract photograph, what they related to, what story did they create around that. And I think it was really interesting because I think for photographers, we're so engaged and we're so obsessed on some level, or we're so compelled to want to make sure that our stories are told and that we have these relationships we build with people that look at our photographs. But yet in that room, what became really clear was the photographer is really effective when they're not present in the photograph. And what I mean by that is when the relationship between the person looking at the photograph and what's in the photograph in themselves becomes so compelling and so interesting that they're able to create their own dialogue, their own story, their own interest around all of that. When we find ourselves thinking about what did the photographer do? What did the photographer try to say? What did the photographer create? In some ways, I felt like those conversations were less compelling about the photograph than the prior ones. Because when we start talking about what the photographer did and what the photographer was able to do, those kind of removed us and abstracted us from really the connection of what was significant to the photographer when they took the photograph. So as I've started to go back and look at my own work today and think about my own photography as I was driving home from that lecture, it occurred to me that one of the things I could do in shifting the way I approach my own work was to start to think more about when I look at the photographs, where do I feel removed from them as the photographer, but yet completely connected to the subject matter within the photograph? And in some ways, I think that is the goal of when you read about how photo documentary works and how the photographer creates their work, that they want to be present and observational, but not impacting the scene. And I think for what I saw in that lecture in those conversations was something akin to that, even in the fine art space, that there was an awareness to be removed from the photograph. There was an awareness to be removed from the creation so that the person really got to have their experience with the photograph. As you go back and look at your own work, I think that'd be an interesting thing for you to go back and see what work you connect with. And for work that people have connected with, have them talk about the work, have them ask them, what is it about the work that's interesting? What stories do they create? And see if the stories are about you, the photographer, or if they're about the subject and the subject matter within the photograph. Because I think it might shift your approach to your own work and how you might edit and sequence and create your work if you start to realize how removed you are from meaningful work. And while that seems, like I said, a contradiction, what I don't mean in that sense is that you're removed from the work and the creative aspect. You have to be completely intentional and grounded and connected with the work you're creating. But when the work is significant, that the story is not about necessarily you and your relationship to the work, but the viewer and their relationship to your work. So something to think about. It was really kind of an interesting piece for me that I left that lecture with. I hadn't really thought about it that way before. So hopefully that gives you something to think about because it was a really interesting opportunity. I think one of the other interesting things that came out of that lecture that we've talked about before is the notion of truth in photography, things that would exist within the frame. And one of the things that came up for me in that regard too is that there is a truth that exists within the frame. So in terms of that, whether you're compositing, whether you're taking multiple images and assembling them, whether you're shooting a slide and everything's one and done, on some level, your truth of how you experience the world is defined by what is within that frame. So in some ways, the medium is pretty dependent on that framing aspect and what's created within there. And of course, there's flexibility and discussion there probably to have around how that might be similar or different than painting or other art forms, especially given the amount of manipulation we can do today. But really thinking about the nature of that frame is something we're going to talk about in next week's podcast, because I think the understanding of really what is the value of the frame as it relates to photography and as it relates to the time element in the creation of that frame is something significant that also came out of that lecture. So we'll tackle that next week. Hope you have a great week behind the camera. Don't forget, you can always find us up on iTunes, or you can find us up on Google Play or any other places for the podcast. And if you're interested at all in any of those workshops, don't forget, you can visit my website, danieljgregory.com. Just click under Teaching and Education. You'll see the 2017 workshop schedule. I would love to see you at any or all of those workshops. We're going to have an amazing time. An amazing group of people will be participating, and I would love to see you there. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.